Hi everyone, this is Sweet Lemon. Thank you for tuning in. I did not get a chance to do a podcast last week, and so I wanted to do something, even if it's very small, this morning. My focus is being positive because we live in a world that it exudes anger, hatred, dishonesty, people that are disloyal, greedy people. We have a lot of negativity that surround us on a daily basis. With that in mind, it's easy to get caught up in allowing those same behaviors to manifest within us. Where the positivity comes in is allowing yourself to experience those behaviors when they are put upon you, but not putting those same behaviors in your mindset, not accepting them, saying that this is just the way life is. And so if everybody does it, then I might as well do it. That is the way the world is. When I look at certain things and certain people, nobody has their own mind. If one person feels a certain way, then the group itself also feels that same way without even thinking. Because Billy, Tom, and Tarnisha all feel whatever way it is, then people don't seem to be able to have a mindset to where they can think on their own, because it could be for several reasons. Maybe they don't want the group to be against them, or maybe they feel like, if I vote with everybody else, then this makes me inclusive and it makes me a team player. But to me, it makes you a robot. It means that you can't think for yourself. It means that when you give advice, when you want people to honor your thought process, it's hard for people like me to do that. Because is it your thought process? Or are you just passing along something so that it fits along with the crowd? Or are you just doing it so it keeps the peace? And there are some certain things that I do in my life that some people may not agree with. And that's fine and well. It seems like the things that make sense, the things that are respectable, allow you to have dignity. And the things that are morally clean, people push away from, or they're not so open to, which is fine, because we are all given a choice. And it's not for me to change your thought process or change who you are or change your ability to be a better, a more dignified person. It's completely up to you. So with me, I'm completely different. For the most part, when a whole group feels a certain way, say everybody feels like they want to go to Six Flags. All right, let's go to Six Flags then. Even if somebody is afraid of roller coasters, or they pass out in the heat, or they need certain foods and they're not able to take them to Six Flags, or they have other responsibilities that they're supposed to be doing. If the group says, let's do it to appeal to the greater number, some people find a way to do it. I'm completely different. I reason. I use logic. And if I already have certain plans, then I'm loyal to my plans. I don't owe people outside of the children that I bore, and then their children, and their legal mates and my siblings and their children. So yeah, oh, a lot of people. because those are my people. Those are my people. So I owe them. But anything outside of that, I have to make sure that I'm okay first. I can't put others before I put myself when it doesn't make sense. So, but still, going back to what I was saying in the first place, being positive. So even with a situation like that, if everybody wants to do something and it's just something that's completely against maybe what you believe, or maybe something that you could simply not want to do, still have a positive mindset. Find the best in every situation. Even when you are around people and you don't understand them, find the best thing about them and focus on that. And I try not to say understand people, because sometimes when you understand people, then you'll try and reason why they do certain things. No, just respect who they are and appreciate them for just that. That way you are making sure that you're keeping things positive. Whenever something negative comes up, find the good in it and keep it moving, because something is going to happen every single day, every single day, whether you focus on it or not. A lot of times there's things that are going on and you may just not focus on it. You may not pay any attention because it wasn't that significant to you. But then there are going to be things that are completely in your face, and you may try and reason, you may try and logic, find logic in it. Don't do it. Don't do it, because then your go with your first thought. If your first thought was, wow, that didn't make any sense, or wow, I'm confused about the thought process. But if you can't make a change in it, don't think any deeper into it. Sometimes thinking deeper into things will allow you to see other negative things, which will push away the positive and continue to reflect what is negative. And the purpose is to always have a positive mindset. Having a positive mindset will help you keep going. It'll help you to be able to continue to encourage others. And you just feel free. When you focus on negative things, only more negative will occur, because that is what is going on inside your mind right then. You can't promote positivity with negativity, even if it's in your face. Smile, say a prayer, and keep it moving. So those were just my thoughts. I wanted to make sure that I said something, because I haven't done the podcast in a little over a week, but I wanted to make mention of that, because it's something I have to remind myself of that as well, to always stay positive, even when something bad is going on. Find the good in everybody, find the good in everything, and that way you can encourage and promote what you want to see. If you can't do it outside of your circle, at least you can do it within your circle. So, all right. Well, this is Sweet Lemon. I'm signing out, and hopefully you were able to get something good from this and can continue to experience positive thoughts as you go throughout your day. I need to as well. All right, Sweet Lemon signing out. Have a fabulous Wednesday. It is hump day. Almost the weekend. And it's funny because my weekends are still busy, so they are even more busy than my work days. But sometimes you need a break from the everyday cycle of things. So I appreciate the weekends, even still. All right, Sweet Lemon signing out. Have a fabulous day. And remember to stay positive. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.